Dear listeners, Sairam, we now bring you part one of our program Outside, Inside and Deep Inside. Today's episode was first aired on 21st May 2015 as part of Thursday Live programs on Asia Stream of Radio Sai. This program is hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu.
Dear listeners, Sairam from Prashantinilayam. And this month of May is very special and significant because this month brings to our consciousness and places before us lives of two such sterling souls who were so pure, so pristine that the relationship that the divine had with them was unparalleled. And both of them were chosen ones. Chosen ones who are to be adored not because they were the chosen ones, but because of what they made of this blessing that was conferred on them. Of how they rose to such unmatched heights of devotion and communion and finally union with the Lord. On the 6th of May, we pay our obeisance to the one whose womb was so sacred that when the Lord chose to encase himself in flesh and blood in this age and be born as a human, he chose her being. And from being a mother of the divine, Mother Ishwaramma became the mother of the whole world, the mother of all the benedictions that Swami showered to the distressed and the poor through his mammoth missions. The mother about whom Swami said, "It is I who chose her." That is the intimate relationship I have with Ishwaramma. And tomorrow, May 22nd, arrives, and it is yet another sterling day. The day when the one chosen by the Lord was not even a human being, but she rose to such spectacular heights of purity and equanimity that when she passed away, the Lord literally lamented and said, "Oh, I have lost a great devotee. I have lost a great devotee." Perhaps the only occasion when the Lord certified someone as his devotee. The saga of Sai Gita, Swami's beloved elephant, is in fact a bhakti sutra. The way she bound the Lord with her one-pointed devotion and absolute surrender and placing before all of us an ideal that should inspire us for generations to come. Even an elephant in this era, and it is not Dwapara or Treta, it is not a mythological story of Gajendra or Jatayu, it is as real as it can be, even for the skeptics, because it just happened a couple of years ago. And interestingly, Swami had christened her Sai Gita. Gita means song, and Sai Gita literally means the song of Sai. Because the song of Sai can be nothing but a song of love. And when you come to think of it, is it not interesting that even the most profound philosophical thought and ideas that came to mankind from Lord Krishna, that Lord Krishna gifted to mankind on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, was finally called a song? It was Bhagavad Gita, the song celestial. Even the great stories which glorify the Lord, be it the Ramayana, the Mahabharata or the Bhagavata, they were all written as a poem, as a song. And that is perhaps because music is as captivating as the Lord himself. And the best way to share the Lord's love is through this medium of music. I'm reminded of Sri Rabindranath Tagore in his famous work Gitanjali. He says, "This little flute of a reed thou hast carried over hills and dales, and has breathed through it melodies eternally anew." And comes these two beautiful lines, "At the immortal touch of thy hands, my little heart loses its limits in joy and gives birth to utterance in a fable. And we have seen how at the immortal touch of thy hand, so many beautiful souls like Meera, Tyagaraja, Purandaradasa, they gave birth to utterance in a fable. And thanks to their divinely inspired utterances, today the glory of Rama, the love of Krishna, the majesty of Vitthala reverberates in hills and dales, even after centuries. Lord Rama had a Tyagaraja, a Ramadasa, who poured out their love for Rama so soulfully, so beautifully, so musically. Even till this day, if you know Carnatic music or if you sing Carnatic music, you will unconsciously actually be singing the glory of Rama. And why not such a tribute to our own Sai Rama? Why not pray to Sai Rama to grant us such immortal masterpieces through which the devotees of this generation who love this form of Sai Rama also can relate to him and offer their love to him through music? Well, that was the pure thought of Professor G. Venkatraman, obviously inspired by Bhagwan, and which led to the culmination of the offering of Sai Pancharatna Kritis for the first time on the Aradhana Day in Sai Kurvanth Hall in Prashantinilam on the morning of April 24th, 2015. If you have missed this program, you can watch it on our website. It's about 60 minutes or more, but it's a beautiful musical journey. And how this materialized, how this Kritis came alive, and how the whole offering was so beautifully orchestrated by the Divine. In this hour last week, we had a discussion on this where Brother Balram Chandran and Sai Prakash shared with us a little bit about the making of this beautiful offering, and today we will continue from where we left off. And by His grace, today also joining us in this presentation will be Sister Vasumati, the Vice Principal of Bhagwan School, the Sai School in Vandalur in Chennai, the Sri Vishwavidyalaya Matriculation High School, and also my colleague Anirudh, our musician in the Radio Sai studio, so both of whom had the opportunity to be deeply involved in this presentation. So we will listen from them and soak ourselves in this beautiful musical journey of Sai Pancharatna Kritis this lovely Thursday, coming to you straight from the studios of Radio Sai.
Tune to Sai. Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned. So welcome to Outside Inside, Deep Inside. And today, as I just mentioned, we discuss the bejeweled offering, the bejeweled moments of Sai Pancharatna offering. And last time, as I mentioned, we started the discussion with Brother Sai Prakash about the story, how this came into being. And before we go on listening to his narration of this offering, let's get a feel of how it was for those of us who did not hear it or who want to hear it again. Here is a glimpse of the first Kriti, Pranamami Saisha.
Pranamami Saisha.
So that is the first Kriti, Pranamami Saisha, and you just heard the Pallavi, and Anupallavi is going on now, and let's move on, and even as we relish this music, let us learn about how this music came into being. So welcome Brother Sai Prakash and Anirudh and Sister Vasmati to this program.
Thank you, Bishu. Yeah. Thank you for having us.
So tell us, Sai Prakash, the last time you just started narrating the story, and even before we realized it was already 9:30.
I'm just wondering what I should tell. It was so nice listening to the Kriti. No point stopping it. But anyways, for the sake of the record, I think there are many things that should be mentioned. And I think most of it was mentioned last time, but I'll just go through it very quickly.
Yes.
And for those who have seen the program, they know that Sri Rajkumar Bharti sir was the one who tuned the Kritis, while Vasanta Lakshmi Madam is the one who actually wrote the lyrics. And we went through a very unique and different process of composing the Kritis, in which we had one musician actually compose the tunes and we retrofitted the words inside it. Well, I don't see any hesitation in bringing this point up, because I feel that's precisely what Swami wanted.
Yes.
I mean, a song is never composed this way, but in retrospect, when you look at it, it definitely looks like Swami's plan. Because as I mentioned last time, if given a free hand, an author or a poet would just write their heart out, and we all know that beautiful poem that even if all the oceans are used as ink,
yes,
you cannot describe Swami. And obviously the charanams will go on and on.
Yes.
But here was Swami who brought it so beautifully.
And because when this Pancharatna Kritis of Tyagaraja, when you hear, I mean, it came from such a stalwart, it's such a distinguished devotee of the Lord, is almost like the Lord himself.
Very
and
cool.
Now that Tyagaraja has to split into so many souls.
So I was asking, who is Tyagaraja part one, who is Tyagaraja part two? But it came out so beautifully. I'm just short of saying that, yes, there was one Tyagaraja, but in spirit we were one Tyagaraja, even
yes.
now.
Yes.
Because bodies were different,
yes.
but the spirit was the same, was one. In fact, everybody was just, focused on making the best offering to Bhagwan, what we felt the best we can offer to him. So, in that sense, it was different bodies, but one Tyagaraja.
Yes.
So,
absolutely.
That's how it happened, continuing from where we left last time, it was very, very nice when we first heard the first two Kritis. I think I mentioned it last time. But last year, that is 2014, on Aradhana Day, the first two Kritis were ready. And here I should mention that the rough track for the first two Kritis were sung by Rajkumar Bharti sir himself. And Anirudh will agree with me, because he and his brother Ashwat, 5 years back when we were doing Prema Pravaham, the way Rajkumar Bharti sir taught the songs to us was on the telephone, because he was so busy he could not actually come. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
You remember that?
Yeah.
You know, we had the telephone, and some good sense in me said you should record the conversation because it's quite historic. And so what happened was, sir is singing on the other end And Ashwath is listening to him and he's singing back and sir is making corrections on the fly. So it was a telephonic e-knowledge.
He was so patient enough to teach each song, each line, the variation, the phrase, how...
Prima Pravaham.
Each song.
That was 5 years back for Swami's 85th birthday.
Oh my God.
And I would also try to like to bring to everybody's notice that at that moment in time, the reason I'm bringing it up is, again, Anirudh will agree with me, he could not sing even half a line without his voice cracking. Without his voice breaking, sir has had a medical problem because of which his voice, he was a very well-established singer, as Vasumati Akka will agree.
Yeah, we've heard him perform in various sabhas and on the television.
Exactly.
He used to be such a versatile singer. I think... Yeah. Even before he could think, his voice would produce it. Like that is the way.
And it was, I think, it's, of course, everything is God's will and plan. I don't know the exact reason why he, how he lost his voice, but he actually lost his voice. And, I mean, it is, so many things flood my mind, because Swami says, you take one step towards me, and I will take 100 towards you. And I'm sure one day we will have Rajkumar Bharti sir himself in the studio narrating his story.
Yes.
Because the way his life has taken a U-turn after Prema Pravaham is just unbelievable. It's just a miracle. So at that point in time, in when sir was teaching us Prema Pravaham, he could not even sing half a line without his voice breaking. I still have those recordings, and when I listen to them, I have tears in my eyes. So here is a person who has given his heart and soul and composed these Prema Pravaham songs on Swami, and he's teaching on the telephone and he could not sing even half a line, but he's composed such beautiful songs. Anyway, cutting the story short, after the birthday, when the performance was done on Swami's birthday on 23rd November, on his 85th birthday, you know, as he came up to offer the flower to Swami, Swami looked straight at him in the eye. And Swami said, voice ennache.
Oh.
What happened to your voice? You know, at that moment I could see, because I was standing right next to Swami's chair, looking at the face of Rajkumar Bharti sir. Because I was so happy and, you know, so blissful that here is sir coming to offer his flower to Bhagwan. But when Swami asked that question, it almost felt as if there was a shiver through his spine. And he just dropped the flower that he was holding in his hand. And Swami said, pick it up. So he picked up the flower and Swami said, voice ennache. He said, Swami, paada varla Swami, I am not able to sing. And Swami said, na paathukuren, I will look after you. Beautiful, beautiful words. And what assurance Swami gave him. You know, again, it's not out of place to mention this, but after Swami left the stadium, he called me aside, Rajkumar sir. He said, did you tell Swami that my voice... Because that is the first time he is coming to Swami.
First time he is speaking to
Swami. First time he is coming to Bhagwan. First time he is interacting with Bhagwan. The only other time he came to Prashantini Liam was when he came to compose the Prema Pravaham songs. He came for a half a day visit. Anyway, we have to do a full program on Prema Pravaham.
Yes.
There are a lot of... Because behind the scenes stories, yes, the performance is grand, but behind the scenes stories tell us how Swami is involved. Every step how he involves. And when a project is taken up by him, he gives you enough clues that, hello, I am the boss.
Yes.
So, I mean, this was amazing. So, when Swami told him that, the reason again why I'm telling all this background is, the first two songs in the year 2014 was completely sung by Rajkumar Bharti sir. The track recording. A person who could not sing half a sentence, half a line, is able to sing a complete kriti. And then when I asked Sai Shravanam who did the recording, he said sir took it in a single take.
It was really surprising when we heard the tracks first time. We couldn't believe it actually.
We couldn't believe that sir sang it. You know, first when he told us, sir himself has sung it. No, I was like totally amazed. I said, Swami, what is this? You gave him your assurance and you had his grace. He took one step to compose songs for you. And you have given his life back. You have given his voice back. Yes. Looking at it very practically, he has not reached the level which he was singing earlier. But the very fact that he is able to sing consistently is in itself a great miracle.
But I don't think we can really make out the difference now. I mean, whatever he thinks is so spectacular for us.
No, that is true. But, you know, just a critical point of view.
I know.
But I'm sure every word that he sings now is filled with so much of gratitude. Is filled with so much of love for Bhagwan. In fact, you'll be surprised when certain conversations with him, he just says certain things which hit me on the head. And he says, you fool, you think you are a devotee of Sai Baba. Here is a person who has come to Swami for the first time. So in tune with Bhagwan. So steeped. In fact, coming back to the first two kritis, he tuned the first two kritis, and since there was time shortage, we thought, let us first offer to Bhagwan the first two kritis. And he tuned them. He said, see, I will tune them, I will sing them, and I will give you the track. If you like it, you use it. If you don't like it, you just leave it.
Wow.
So humble. I mean, you can't believe it. And when we got the first two tracks, we were bowled over. In fact, Shravanam was mentioning some of very good, well-established musicians. They were just spellbound when they entered the studio. When the recording was going on, they said, sir, what is this composition? We know it is not Tyagaraja Pancharatna because the words are different. But it is in par with Tyagaraja Pancharatna. The musicians gave the word Sai Pancharatna. We didn't give the word.
Oh.
We didn't give the name Sai Pancharatna. They said, sir, it sounds like Pancharatna on Sai Baba.
Oh my God.
See, it's a totally neutral perspective. It's a neutral perspective. It's a musician's perspective, totally unbiased. When he heard the composition, he said, this definitely sounds like a Pancharatna Kriti. So, I mean, that's how it happened. And why I'm mentioning is because when we asked him, sir, whom all we should call for this offering of the first two kritis, should we call professionals, should we call this person, that person, he said, look here, whom does Swami like? His students. If his students sing it, nothing else, he'll be happiest when his students sing it. At that point in time, I just hit myself on the head.
Oh my God.
I said, who is speaking to whom?
Exactly.
I mean, decades, you may claim I am a great devotee of Swami for decades. But in an instant, somebody else is just surpassed.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, his understanding of Swami, even at the physical level, seems to be much more than
any of us. All of us put together, probably. And, you know, certain statements, key statements that sir made, I will never forget in this life. So I asked him, sir, this is amazing. How did you manage it? How did you do it, sir? I asked. He told me, see, Prakash, there is only one thing you have to remember. What is it, sir? I was like, oh, I'm ready to do anything now. You tell me and next second I'm going to do it. He said, you have to do nothing. He said, there is only one thing you should keep in mind, that is you need to do nothing. Things happen through you. Things happen in spite of you. Things happen. What has to happen will happen. Just be open. Again. Mm-hmm. It was another hit on my head. So beautiful. His philosophy of life is so amazing. I mean, today I sat again listening to all the five Pancharatna Kritis and when I go line by line, I just realize how much of his heart and soul he has put into these compositions. Same is the case with Prema Pravaham, same is the case with these Sai Pancharatnas. The only requirement that sir asked for is a word by word meaning. He said, give me a word by word meaning. Initially I was wondering why sir is going word by word. I mean, if you just give a summary of the meaning, it would be fine. But when we heard Prema Pravaham, you won't believe it. He has tuned it word by word. He has not tuned it line by line. He has not tuned it stanza by stanza. He has tuned it word by word. If a word is there that has to be given prominence, he will change the entire tune to suit that word. That's why it was such a rich kaleidoscope of, you know, beautiful hues. The whole performance of Prema Param, the songs, was so rich because he actually tuned it word by word. And same is the case with Sai Pancharatnas. Today when I sat, yes, you know, the boundaries with which he has to tune the Sai Pancharatnas are more stringent and more challenging compared to Prema Pravaham, because there he had a free flow. That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
I think Prema Pravaham, we could call it semi-classical or light music.
Yeah.
Certain songs were semi-classical.
And the language was Telugu.
Telugu.
And it was more open to like...
orchestration.
Yeah, orchestration. Different elements coming into picture.
In fact, I am digressing a little bit to Prema Pravaham, but it's worth mentioning because there we had an additional element of visuals.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, the only thing I gave sir was word by word meaning and just an idea of what kind of visuals will come in that place. You won't believe the kind of scope he has given with his music. If that music was not there, I could not have put that visual.
Oh my God.
So the kind of music that he brought in exactly suited with the visuals that we have. So again and again, it just hits you on the head.
Yes.
In spite of your things will happen.
You are nothing. The more you keep telling yourself you are nothing, you are nothing, you are nothing, things will happen. That is the only way things will happen.
So that's how it happened in the year 2014, last year.
And you know, even as you are mentioning about how you are so particular about every word, you know, that only... again, it tells me how he is so much in tune with what Swami would want. Because we have seen Swami, how for him the tune, the lyrics had to be so much in sync. We have seen Bhagwan, how for him the lyrics of the song was as important as
paramount.
The tune.
Very true.
Yeah, very important.
Yeah. In fact, as Bala Ramchandran rightly, you know, in his introduction on 24th April... He said, Swami always wanted it as Bharati.
Yes.
Bharata.
Yeah.
Bharata is Bhava Ragatara and
exactly.
Who better than Bharati to compose the songs?
Absolutely, absolutely.
That's so true. And that's how we went ahead with the first two songs. And as I mentioned last session, the first two kritis when we sent the tune back to Mandalin Srinivas sir, you know, he's such a great soul. He was thrilled and he just came back from abroad, I don't remember which country. He said, Sai Prakash, you sent it to me, I will call you back immediately. He just downloaded it, heard the two kritis and he was so ecstatic. He said, I will learn, I will come and play these two.
Wow.
So beautiful. He was so, you know, I mean, so humble, so devoted to Bhagwan. Then he called up Rajkumar Bharti sir and he said, see, I am so moved with your composition. It's so amazing. So beautiful. And Rajkumar sir called up. He said, it's very nice that he liked it. And sir is also another, what to say, heights of humility. How do you say? Is it an oxymoron or what is it? How to say? Both of them are giants. So beautiful. So that's how we came out the first two songs in the year 2014. And, we sent the songs to different people to learn and one amongst them is sitting right here. So we sent the songs to Sri Vishwavidyalaya as well because they have been participating in many music programs in Chennai and they have been winning many, many awards. And the moment this concept was discussed with Vasumati, she was like, totally thrilled. She said, wow, let us start our Carnatic music career with Sai Pancharatnas. Exactly, those are the words.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think you still stick to that, do you?
Yes. Next year, I have fixed that Sai Pancharatna Kritis will be for all the students learning Carnatic music. I think I have decided on the structure of next academic year's Carnatic music classes.
Wonderful.
And in fact, the music college teachers were mentioning that to include all the Sai Pancharatna Kritis as a part of their syllabus.
Syllabus.
Yeah. Wow.
That's
wow.
Exactly yes. How it should be done because again, going from very objective point of view, see, we all are so emotional, attached to Bhagwan, but looking at it from a totally third person's point of view, musically, it is a masterpiece. Lyrically, it's a masterpiece.
Yeah.
Emotionally, devotionally, spiritually, it's again, it touches the heart.
Yeah.
Today when I saw those five kritis being, which as it was being rendered on 24th April, I saw it on YouTube. This is for the benefit of those who don't know that it's still on YouTube. But it's so moving. It's so moving. And each sentence is so powerful. So that's how we presented the first two kritis in 2014. And then again there was silence. And there was a lot of pressure for what's happening to the next three, not what's happening to the next three. And so we were praying to Swami, and I requested Rajkumar sir. I told him, sir, the next three. He said, Prakash, you don't worry. When it has to happen, it will happen. So clear, so clear. And we initially thought we should present all the five for Swami's birthday.
Okay.
In 2014. But that did not happen. I mean, when today we sit and see, wow, all the five were sung, we went through a lot.
I know.
It's not been a jolly straight road national highway ride.
Well, it is never like that with Bhagwan's.
I mean, every bump your ego is knocked down. every jump your preconceived notions are broken.
Yes.
Every time you think somebody is wronging me, at the end you realize it is only Bhagwan's will.
Yes.
And he leads you to that level of surrender. Say, Swami, please, now you do it. Then things work like magic.
Yes.
So that's how we passed through 2014. And then there was a rush for these three songs. And I asked sir, just once or twice, I asked him, sir, other three. He says, yes, I'm working on it. Let's see, whatever Swami inspires, I will do it. And months were passing and I had no clue of what's going on. So I was under tremendous pressure, and there came October, November, December, and January, and
oh my God. and he's such a great person. You can't really go, you know, ask him again.
No, sir is very open. You can call him anytime. But I just told myself, why should I ask, sir? Once he has told he will do it, he will do it. That's it. There is no question of asking him again. Means, because the level of dedication and the level of love for Bhagwan, now when you, in retrospect, again when you think of why he took so much time, each line tells you why he took so much time. Each line tells you. I mean, each charanam he has poured his heart and soul. It's a masterpiece. Each line, for anybody knowing the M of music, will know that it's a masterpiece. So, you know, that's why it took time. So I asked sir only once. Then I asked him, coupled with the New Year wish, sir, Happy New Year! Sir, the kritis, sir, what is happening? He said, yeah, I'm doing. Some ideas have come. I said, oh, great, there is some progress. And then you won't believe it. Now came March or April, when we, early March.
Early March.
Yeah. Early March, I said, now, from cold to warm, warm to hot, now hot to burning. I said, Swami, now if I don't call up, I will evaporate before 24. So, with a lot of trepidation, I just took the phone. Again, you see Swami's hand. See, I just took the phone. One fine day, I just wish I had noted that date. You know, I just took the phone and I called up sir. He said, how do you know that I'm thinking of you just now?
Oh my God.
I said, sir, I don't know. I just called you. He said, just now I have taught the three songs to a well-established music, Carnatic musician, what is her name? Vidya?
Vidya Kalyan Raman.
Vidya Kalyan Raman. So sir had asked her, requested her if she could learn the Kritis and sing the rough track. So he taught her for about 2 weeks. She went back and took 1 week for each Kriti, one week for each of the three remaining Kritis. She learnt it, rehearsed it, came back and sang to sir in his room. She sang the three Kritis and said, sir, how is it? He said, yes, now you have reached a level where we can record the track. Let me call Sai Prakash and fix a date for recording, and Sai Prakash calls up.
Oh my God.
Can it get more dramatic than this? It's this exactly how it happened. I am not exaggerating. I am not telling a very nice story. But this is exactly how it happened.
You are telling a most amazing story.
What to do? This is how it happened.
You just heard part one of our program Outside, Inside and Deep Inside. This episode was first aired on 21st May 2015 as part of Thursday Live from Prashanthinilayam on Asia Stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. We hope you enjoyed it. Your feedback is very important to us. Please email your thoughts to listener@radiosai.org. You can catch the next part of this right here, same time, same place, next week. This program was hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Thank you and Sai Ram.